President Obama's legislative achievements going to be debated today in the nation's highest court. And we're talking, of course, about the Affordable Health Care Act and what's going to happen there. Tom Schroyer is a local attorney with Moss and Barnett. He joins us this morning. Tom, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, let's kind of talk about the Supreme Court and what they're hearing right now and kind of, you know, the repercussions of this whole thing.
Well, sure, Dave. As I'm sure most listeners know, this is the Super Bowl of constitutional law that we're watching this week, or maybe the Olympics, because we're testing the limits of the power of Congress to regulate commerce in America. And it's teed up in four sessions of argument this week before the Supreme Court. That's unprecedented. You have to go back almost a half a decade to come to close to anything of this order of magnitude. And so all eyes are on the Supreme Court. There are numerous blogs set up. And, of course, the Supreme Court itself has on its website is posting every afternoon the complete transcripts of all hearings.
And yesterday it was, is the mandate a tax or a penalty?
Exactly. It's a bit of a arcane constitutional issue. But the point was that Congress has passed a law that limits the ability of taxpayers to go into court and challenge taxation laws. So the question was whether or not the health care law imposes a tax in the form of the mandate. And so it was interesting to hear the parties talk about that, and because that's also central to the question of whether or not the mandate is an unconstitutional exercise of the commerce power or a constitutional imposition of a tax.
And that will be the subject today. Is this individual mandate constitutional?
That's exactly right. Never before, according to opponents of the law, has Congress ever required individuals in the country to buy a product. Supporters of the bill say, on the contrary, this is really just another way to spell a tax, and that if Congress had just called it a tax and added it, say, to the Social Security or the Medicare benefits, there would not be any constitutional issue at all. So, the way the questions are framed up today will be hugely important in giving observers an idea of where the Supreme Court might be headed. It's clear from yesterday's argument that the Supreme Court will be issuing a decision almost certainly on or before June 30. So, of course, the stakes are huge there, too, because this is a presidential election year.
Yeah, and we're probably aware that it will affect the fall election in some way, shape, or form. But let me ask you this, Tom, as a lawyer, as someone who follows this, obviously, every day of your life, when this does come down in June, as you just stated, what kind of effect, or will it even have an effect on the high court's reputation?
Well, great question. Right now, according to many surveys, the Supreme Court is perhaps the most broadly admired institution in our governmental system. And so I think a lot will depend upon how the public perceives the process. And, of course, I think the Supreme Court obviously is concerned about that. Hence, they've gone out of their way to be as transparent as they've ever been about a decision, serving it up in four separate arguments over 3 days. They even appointed a lawyer to serve on behalf of the Supreme Court to argue the position yesterday to make sure that all sides were fully represented before them. And so I will also venture a guess that the idea of preserving the court's reputation and reputation for integrity will also loom large in how the decision is issued. It seems to me, just considering this, that Chief Justice John Roberts is going to go out of his way to try to grab as many votes for whatever position is in the majority as possible to maximize the blessing that the Supreme Court puts on its decision either way.
Tom, if you're able to tomorrow, given your schedule, might have you come back and just talk about what they discussed today at the Supreme Court.
Absolutely, Dave. Looking forward to it.
He is Tom Schroyer from Moss and Barnett here on WCCO on this very important day and actually important time period, because it won't be over probably until June, and then it probably won't be over for a long time.